And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Some students will be returning to Tulsa Public Schools next month. The Board of Education convened last night and voted early this morning, 4-3, to offer in-person classes to all students from pre-K through 5th grade by the end of November. In a statement, TPS says it will continue to monitor COVID-19 conditions closely and that the board will further discuss the possibility of middle and high school students returning at next week's board meeting. Dr. Bruce Dart of the Tulsa Health Department says K-12 schools are the single highest risk location for COVID-19 transmission in Tulsa County. And as the pandemic continues to worsen statewide, Tulsa County is seeing similar increases in cases and hospitalizations at what Mayor G.T. Bynum said yesterday is, quote, not a safe level for us as a city, unquote. Bynum says measures beyond the city's mask ordinance are being considered. Asked about whether Tulsa could run out of ICU beds like Oklahoma City did this week, Tulsa Health Department Director Dr. Bruce Dart said it was possible but preventable.
Don't wait until our hospitals are full to take action. Let's take action now. Let's work together to protect our most vulnerable, and let's follow all these simple steps and these easily doable steps to keep safe.
Dart says as of today, a full 3% of all Tulsa County residents will have been infected with the disease during the pandemic. And Tulsa officials got their flu shots on camera at a press conference yesterday to encourage citizens to do the same. Ellen Nimitello, clinical services manager at the Tulsa Health Department, gave the vaccine to Tulsa Public School Superintendent Dr. Deborah Gist and Mayor Bynum, who rolled up his sleeve.
Mayor Bynum, are you ready? We have the flu vaccine here.
Sweet.
Anyone can call the main number and get an appointment at a location that's convenient for
them. I wish I'd done a little more lifting over the pandemic. Really brought the gun show here today.
Oh my.
The health department says it's never been more important to get the flu shot as we enter flu season in the middle of the pandemic. THD is offering free and low-cost vaccine to eligible Tulsans. A link is available at publicradiotulsa.org. Hot day today, sunny with a high of 88. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.